당은도 한 남아치고 계속이 당은주의 경고 자 답대리아다 당보 연락 준비권이 아니 즉 소화 즉 초표에야 안 당보 차세 와세 등도 차세 와디간 리디어레
Good evening. Where we are in the text is having completed the visualization before one, we come to the actual practice, starting with the seven limbs. And I started last week at the first of the seven, that of prostrations.
We have as an objective the attainment of lasting happiness, in other words, liberation from all forms of suffering. To attain a state of liberation or enlightenment, one has to attain a mental path and progress along the varying mental paths that it results in the final attainment, that of liberation or enlightenment. But the attainment of such a path, let alone the progression along such a path, is something which we have yet to achieve, not in just in this life, but even in past lives. So therefore, to achieve something that has never been done, and not to only achieve it, but to progress along it, we have to rely upon a skilled guide. That is the purpose of a teacher. That is why a spiritual teacher is indispensable. Again, because we need to achieve something that since beginningless time, we have yet to achieve. So this is the purpose of relying on a teacher. And in our visualization, we visualized our teacher in the aspect of Lama Tsongkhapa with Buddha Shakyamuni at his heart and our Yidam at the heart of Buddha Shakyamuni. We've recognized that our Lama is indivisible from these three stacked beings, the Yidam, Buddha Shakyamuni, and Lama Tsongkhapa. And now, reflecting on the many great qualities of our teacher, the qualities of his body, speech, and mind, as well as his tremendous kindness, we offer prostration to our teacher.
And that in my sick day, then my dear head, Nevum Bachache, but Chunchunshin, Bame in the Rinchen Togi there, Pende Malu Junior Gojibo, Jizan Lamish of La Chasa Los.
Turning to the text, the top of page 5, we have the 20th verse. You eliminated all faults and their imprints, and you are an abundant treasury of infinite precious qualities, sole source of benefits and bliss without exception. I prostrate at your feet, Venerable Guru.
looking at the first line, and I'll just change one of the words in the first line to match what we how we usually translate it. So the first line, you eliminated all faults and their imprints. So here in this line, immediately recognizing good qualities of our Lama, that all faults such as anger, attachment, the ignorance of self-grasping, pride and so forth, all of these have been completely eradicated. And by completely eradicated, it means not just the manifest afflictions, but the seeds from which they arise, as well as the imprints or the stains that are left behind. All of these have been completely eradicated without exception. And this is, you eliminated all faults. So this refers to all these mental faults, as well as the seeds and imprints, have been completely eradicated. This line is referring to the qualities of abandonment that our teacher has achieved. The quality of abandonment refers to the abandonment of the afflictions together with their seeds and their imprints, which means he has attained non-abiding nirvana. Included here is the recognition that having abandoned the faults of the afflictions such as anger and attachment together with their seeds and imprints is something that came about through extensive training over a protracted period of time. This, which is the process one goes through in order to first achieve a mental path and then to develop those mental paths ever further. And what were the varying paths that our teacher achieved in order to eventually attain non-abiding nirvana or Buddhahood? He, as a motivation, he cultivated the mental paths of love and compassion, and then developed the varying perfections on the side of the accumulation of merit, such as ethical restraint, generosity, and patience. And together with this, he cultivated the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, and with that as the basis, realized emptiness. So with this realization of wisdom, he also attained the accumulation of wisdom. And these two accumulations, that of merit and that of wisdom, were both developed to the point of perfection. Recognizing these great qualities within him, faith or conviction or trust within his qualities and his abilities grows within us.
And the Bame Yun Din Rinchi Toji Terra Sadi, Daddy Lemmy Tobi Yun Din Chigor, Tobi Yun Din. The Bame Yun Din Rinchi Toji Terra Yun Din Sadi Dang on the Dishi Sadi Benajam Ninja, Janju Sam, and then Jimbado Children Suba Children Samte, Passion to Green Yamle, Yun Din, and Tok Yun Din, the Niki Tobi Yun Din, and the Niki and Yamlin.
Okay, The first line then referred to the qualities of abandonment. Now the second line refers to the qualities of attainment or qualities of realization. The second line, I've just added one more word into the English, and you are an abundant treasury of infinite precious qualities. So here, this is reference now to the attainments or realizations that our Lama has cultivated, such as those of wisdom, of concentration, joyous perseverance, patience, generosity, and ethical restraint. So these are amongst his many qualities. And in fact, the level the scope of qualities that he has attained is beyond fathom for us. And this is the meaning of the term infinite, infinite precious qualities, that the qualities that the Lama has achieved are beyond compare, beyond measure for someone like ourselves.
And are an abundant treasury of infinite precious qualities. These infinite qualities refer to those that have already been mentioned, the qualities of abandonment, so that's all false, and the qualities of realization, all the good qualities that have been realized. And there's a third set of qualities, the qualities of teaching the Dharma. So these are all can be included in a treasury. And so here, the Tibetan is a play on the words, in that the word treasury is also the word for a mine. And then the word we have as precious is also a word for jewels. So we can understand that a treasury of infinite precious qualities could be literally a mine of infinite jewel-like qualities. So a mine, and then one can also understand a mine of these precious jewel-like qualities can be mined through the teacher teaching and the students applying those teachings or training in the way that is taught.
Then Rimbuchi Rigrams Jig Matomena, Anchi Chandas Pishi Tango, Rimbuch Chandara Merwa. Just not dinner, that Rimbuchi Rig Mambo, Mambo Tosh, Chimbu Yobin, and Michasanga Zelena, Duhame, Yedibus, and Chasan Dangorva, Lena Gorva. So then Rimbuchi then answer you that Nanzugi, Rimbuchi said Yobina, and Digi Carriors and Anzugi yet, then Anzugi that she didn't but some time and Nanzulia. Digi and another twinkling Jubiagi, Jigge, Nazu, Pinagazo, Ganga, Karimosin, Sayatunyagi, Ganga, and Kabi, Ganga, and Jigge, Tabi, Ganga, and Jig Pazo, Jimjuchi, Ganga, Denio, Chisan, Denigi, and Anzu, Rimbuchi, and Rimbuchi, the Pejur, Nanja, Delatin, and Anzu, Benjur, Jigra, Digi, and Anzuke,
The word that we have missed out in our translation, that you are an abundant treasury of infinite precious qualities. So this term that can be translated as abundance or an accumulation of treasure. This then refers to the great many qualities that our teacher has. So if we think of, if we take the word again that we have here as precious, but its other meaning, that of a jewel. If someone only has one or two jewels, those jewels can only be shared between one or two people. But if a person has jewels in abundance, then so many people can be helped. Those jewels can be distributed amongst many people. And this we can relate to in from our ordinary life, in that we all need a certain level of material wealth so that we can overcome any harsh circumstances that we may encounter and have sufficient to eat and a good environment in which to live, afford medical care, and so forth. So all of this requires medical wealth. And if one has an abundance of this, one then has the capacity to materially help others too. So this is how the analogy is utilized here, where we think of the teacher as having an abundance of qualities, like a vast and deep mine from which these precious jewels of inner good qualities can be mined and developed within others too. In general, in our life, and certainly in the context here of the Dharma, it's indispensable to have a basis of knowledge. Without having a basis of knowledge, no further spiritual development can come. In that, for example, to realize impermanence, one needs to understand the topic of impermanence, and most clearly, the realization of emptiness. If one doesn't have a deep understanding of emptiness, one will never be able to realize it. And similarly, if one doesn't understand or gain knowledge of what it comprises a path, as well as how to cultivate it within oneself, one is not going to cultivate a path. Knowledge is indispensable. And within the mental continuum of our Lama, it's not merely knowledge, not only knowledge, but also that knowledge has been integrated in terms of attainments or realizations. So therefore, in our Lama's continuum, it's not merely knowledge, but also that knowledge has been deeply integrated to the point that his continuum has been completely transformed. Hence, he has an abundant treasury of infinite precious qualities. And due to the unsurpassable quality of those realizations, he is able to dispense these jewels of knowledge perfectly in accordance with each student's individual personality, and thereby be able to guide students perfectly in accordance with their own personality in terms of imparting the knowledge of that required in terms of what needs to be attained and how to do so, as well as to provide the encouragement and guidance so that students can achieve those self-same qualities that the teacher has themselves. Here, when one recites this verse, one is reflecting on the qualities of our Lama's qualities of abandonment and qualities of realization. And the third line, sole source of benefits and bliss without exception.
Yes, sir. Ah, just now that. Ani kharishe sidi de penpa dan dewa penpa sidi jizan kanishe dewa sidi kanishe sidi jizan di pandi jumuyay ki go jibu lama chona jibu re sidi andi ne kharishe sidi da di penpa sidi disi olwa an sugi gyudi le kuku warda kanche penpa la yandu da lama le dene yungu du le gorwa da kanish yungu re la de deji sidi re da lami gi ngang su liya अनेक जगह थरबादा थम्जे किंबे को अनेक जगह दिग्गी टुवे के थबलंपा डेंबा इंजा डेंबा यों दो अनेक आज तो ले खर्चिंग और संलम्बिक मा अनेक जगह जम्मी जो कम कोगुरे अनेक जगह चिंबी नम्बर चुचुने नम्बर सुबे नम्बर चेवोरे चुचुने जो कोगुरे अनेक दिन ऐसे सीनियर चुप अन दामे पे टेंजियन जावा चुवा टें दामे पे तोंबाई टेने टें रेडा स्पार्कन से मा चकासी ले चुए नम्बर चेदा चुए नम्बर चेदा रिंबा मा सुनो दे कबला टें आज जगह ट्वेचे ट्वेने आज जगह
Whilst reciting this verse, the first two lines then refers to these qualities, firstly of abandonment, and then secondly qualities of realization. Here in the third line, sole source of benefits and bliss without exception, one is recognizing that it's independence on relying on our teacher that we will give rise to the same qualities that he has achieved within our own continuum. So what we have translated here as benefits and bliss can be translated in different ways. Another way is would be perhaps happiness and benefit. And what this refers to then is that it's independence on relying on one's lama that one will accumulate the causes, the indispensable causes, to give rise to all forms of lasting happiness and achieve all the benefit of the Buddha Dharma. Whatever qualities one aspires for, such as love and compassion, these will only come about in dependence on hearing teachings, reflecting and meditating on them. And through having faith or trust or conviction in one's teacher, one's heart opens to his advice and to his wisdom. And then when we receive guidance in terms of For example, the importance of ethical restraint or generosity or patience, as well as how to cultivate them, as well as the importance, say, of dependence arising and the wisdom realizing emptiness. We hear it, gaining knowledge, but doing so combined with a basis of trust in one's teacher, one will have the inspiration to apply those teachings to oneself through meditation and through one's daily activities. So therefore, through recognizing that our teacher is the sole source of benefits and bliss, or benefits, happiness and benefit, without exception, we open our heart to his advice and wisdom, and will train in accordance with his spiritual instructions.
On the Deva said, "Dang the Deva said, Dang Zugin, Chike, Deva de la Dang, the Sediki, Diki, Deva, Diki, then the Lui, Deva, Sem Giva, and Sediki, Diki, Deva Chimigi, and Diki, and then the Tarbata Tamji came out on the Diki, then the Dingi Deva said, Tarbata Tamji Kibo, Dingi Deva, Jesa, Diniza, Deva said, is Dang to Sediki, Diki, the Karim was a Deshi, Zuga, Lamigi, Ma. Nyamlin jimba nawa dele tine ngana zuki jamba ta ninje kumbay na ngana zu tse dele ya kibu ngana zu shen le ya pembe shen le ya dewa dele rangya dewa ane le rangye da tine ki deshi lami nyamlin tema na xin ngana zu jimbi nyamlin che ya ta sutrim nyamlin zu lingwa yis nye chwe tibbe sutrim nyamlin che ya tu ane tse dele ya soso yin ya kibu cha ane kiawa chima yin ya ane la ta miyu kubang to ya ta ane di ten dele ya ane jik tun jing ya ganga miya ba ya gu yong ba ta zi ne khab ki tiki re de so 세대다 개와 치미게 되서 내가 대화 다 자두게 대화 있나 안녕 안 주기 되지 파신 주기 냠내다 진바도 주는 쇠바 준비 안에 띵이 된다 다음에 또 동방이 또 배셔로 공부할 때네 너 코로기 동화 타달을 줘야지 야 탈비고 봐 토야 아니 집어 바샤다 집어 빵아지네 대빵발 때네 너 사유고 봐 토야 제가 대화 제가 내가 다 타두게 대화 내가 비 대화 먼저 세대다 개와 치마게 개와 치미 때네 대기야야 안 탈두고 탈비 탈비 고바 토야다 띵이 되와 안 산이 고바 토야디 지산 데 되와디 지산 데네 주야디 대신 안 주기 곰 가르 겨고 잠니지 잔주심 동방이 또 배셔 고마 차산 고바이네 산이 고바 토야 지산 데네게 냠는 제발 때네 마주기 디기디 두고요 와서 그러자 판데 세데 판세디 곰 냠는 제야기데 제제 데디 곰 냠는 제발 때네 가르 용으로스니 디기 용거래 세데 판데 세세오
Sole source of benefits and bliss without exception. In the previous segments, I mentioned then the benefit of recognizing, the benefit that comes through recognizing that all attainments that one desires come about in dependence on causes, and those causes are accumulated in dependence on relying on one's teacher. So too, with the second term here, that of bliss or happiness. So the Tibetan word for happiness and bliss is often the same. So here it's the same. So we can understand happiness or bliss as in two ways. First, that of temporary happiness and that of lasting, stable happiness. The temporary happiness is the happiness that we experience in this life, as well as through creating causes to experience happiness or favorable circumstances in our future lives. So, for example, through hearing teachings from our Lama on love and compassion, being inspired to apply ourselves to studying those and receiving many teachings on them and meditating on them, we will experience benefits in this life and happiness in this life. Moreover, those around us, they too will indirectly receive benefit from the teachings through our mental development, our spiritual development. And as we gain further, we deepen this further within us, these teachings, as we deepen these teachings further within us, and we bring in other teachings such as generosity and ethical restraint, wisdom realizing emptiness, we're gathering further causes that lead to our spiritual development and happiness in this life, and through, in particular, developing an ethical outlook, a mind that is restrained from the afflictions, as well as a generous outlook, a wish to be of benefit to others, we create causes to ensure we attain good rebirths in our future lives. So again, through practices such or mental development, training in generosity and ethics, we attain happiness in this life, as well as create the causes to ensure that in our future lives we have favorable circumstances and thereby happiness too. But as we deepen these within us, they become causes also for the attainment of enlightenment, in particular when combined with bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness. And it's when one achieves liberation or enlightenment, that is when one achieves ultimate happiness or lasting happiness, a happiness or a bliss that is not punctuated by a moment of even the slightest displeasure. So in this way, you have happiness that is temporary, that is experienced in this and future lives, but is intermittent. And then there is ultimate happiness, or happiness that is lasting and stable, that of the happiness of liberation or enlightenment, that is not punctuated by even a moment of displeasure.
So all souls are benefits and bliss without exception. So hopefully from this explanation, what is meant by benefits and what is meant by bliss is clear. And without exception means all good qualities we can achieve within ourselves and become perfected just like our lamas. In other words, become enlightened. And it's only in dependence on relying on our lamas, therefore they are the sole source, that we will achieve such an exalted state. And yet then it's important to remind ourselves when we say soul source and we're referring to our teachers, we also from the outset have recognized that our lamas are indivisible in nature from all the Buddhas. So we're not, whilst we're saying our lamas are the sole source of all happiness and benefit, we are also saying that all the Buddhas are the sole source, because our lama is indivisible in nature from all the Buddhas and all the Buddhas and Yidams.
And in the Nadigi and the Lamigi getting just in Bahasa Chegor, Rasna Lamig and Julia, Tik Tarbata, Tamji Chambaki, the YouTube, Tablam, the Duma say, Tablam, the Nigi, the Timba, the Tinne, the Timba, the Nazuke, Chicken Yamsu Lemba, Yamlin Cheba, and the Nerapta, Tarbat.
Whilst it's not explicitly stated, merely reminding ourselves of these good qualities of our Lama and how he is the sole source of benefits and bliss without exception, remind us of the tremendous kindness and benefit our Lama brings into our life. In that, it's independent on our Lama's tremendous qualities that he only attained through tremendous effort himself, and thereby he's imparting to us and our training in accordance with what he says, that we can achieve the same good qualities as him within our own continuum. And in this way, we recognize that not only is he the sole source of benefits and bliss, but all those good qualities, independence on his kindness, we can achieve within ourselves.
Jesun Lama Namla Chasalosane, Jesun is Jay Ladianzug in the Mutina, Jay Ladzos and Jebosetan, and it's all cool. That thing under the day, so said Lamadi. Tangansuing Lamadi, Nanzug Lamadi, Tanganzulia, Lam Dunke, the Ning Yamling Zimba, Dunga say, and dig you to be a tablet Dunke Lam, that's all Lama Curon race, said Lam, so the Lama Curon race, that's so race, that Jesun Jay said.
And
Gidin Jesu Tempa. Chisa Lama Kyorong Ngandul Ya, Chi Dini Gi Ngadu Dunga Seya Da Digi Chubya Gi, Ngan Tharpa Da Tamji Kimba Toya Gi Lam Mano Wa Dien Che Dien Khen Da Tso Wot Kyorong Re, Mato Da Ngadu Di Kabri Kabri Ya Ngadu Ganga Seya Di Pami Gi Ngadu Rokwa Che, Ganga Seya Rokwa Che Yor Wa, Andi Menbi Gi Da Ngadu Rokwa Da Mishan Da Gi Ganga Seya Rokwa Che Yor Di Yine Ya. Koyu Dunga Tata Le Chue Che, Sanye Goma Top Tu Ye Tobya Gi Tablam Che Rokwa Che Gen Di, Dan lama cibu mado syadagi mindu asor, dan jadi dia saya curang lama curang zori saja. Jadi nangal rokokian terus kanga saya itu rokokian syadagi itu yang gurit ini. Dan kalau dunga tada le cuci, memang baca dah jawab bang dia le cuci, sanjau kau bang tuai ke tablon tu lama curang mado mien, dan zori lama curang zori ini saja. Dan dia ni alam bermasa kering cibu ini, seni kering jisu cuci. An dia ni cah salo ladu, dan lama syabla lama curang ke. Shabliya, ane ngay ma jiki duxine guishab cheche, guishab chembyo ngane, ane chasala guishab cheche, guishab cheche yinso, guishab cheche, ane da dondagala shuula karasana, lama kyorongi galung lamdun cheba nasi, ngay nyamlen cheche tar tuba de, lama kyorongi kusun, lama kyorongi gyu yuendendi, daga nasi ji, ngay gyulaya yuendendi, toba cheche yinso, lama gide, delya, ane ngay di cheche yinso ati duxungor, da donda nimbo tiri chasala ladu.
The fourth line then, in the 20th verse, I prostrate at your feet, Venerable Guru. So first let's look at the word that we have translated as Venerable, Jetsun. So Jetsun, just to say as an aside, you will have heard in some other circumstances, often Jetsun Melaripa. So it's translated as Venerable, but let's look at the two syllables to bring out the meaning of Jetsun. So the first syllable is Je. And this we also know from an epithet for Lama Tsongkhapa, Je Rinpoche, it's the same Je. So what it means is Lord or King. It means to show someone who is of supreme importance, a master or someone who is superior. So it shows that this person is elevated. So that's the first syllable, that of Je. And then the second is Tsun. Tsun then is a word that means ethics. So someone who is honorable or who is righteous, virtuous. So, and then you have combined that with the first syllable and you would have someone who is supremely virtuous, supremely, supreme kindness, supreme goodness, supreme developments, perhaps. So that is the meaning of this term, venerable. So the J is, I think a Chenisik used to have, what's it, our precious Lord for J Rinpoche, yeah? Which is literally what it means. So it can be Lord or King or Master. And then Tsun is the literary word for ethical or ethical restraint. So we put these two together. So that's, so here, so now to go back to the commentary. So here the Lama is being elevated with this title of Jetsun, showing how he has these supreme qualities that have come about through his spiritual development. And by the time we've recited, I think this is the third verse of prostration, one now has developed a deep reverence for our teacher, and a reverence of great sincerity. And that then is certainly emotionally expressed by what is said, yeah, I prostrate at your feet, where one can imagine where you place your head at the feet of your Lama in reverence for his incredible qualities, and also making supplication for inspiration, or as it's usually translated as blessing, but ready for inspiration, so that we strive to cultivate, to train our minds precisely in accordance with how he is guiding us, so that we can develop the self-same qualities that we are recognizing within him. And furthermore, whilst there are so many beings who indirectly, as well as several who directly help us, such as friends and family, and help us at various points in our life, and whose help is indispensable for our well-being,
There is no one who can help us in the way that our lamas can help us, in that they are the being that we have connection to, who has the required qualities to lead us to enlightenment. No matter how wonderful our family may be, or how fortunate we may be to have our circle of friends, and how forthcoming they may be in giving us help and support when we need it, and whilst this help is indispensable, none of them can guide us to enlightenment. Only our Lama has those qualities. And here, this recognition of this will be welling up within us. Hence, we prostrate at his feet, placing our head at his feet. Now we come to the 21st verse. This one verse I've changed the translation of a bit. I'll just read it once, and again we'll probably go through it line by line. Teacher of those, including gods, in actuality, you are all the Buddhas, the source from which 84,000 pure dharmas arise. You are vividly resplendent amidst an entire assembly of Aryas. I prostrate to you, kind lamas. The first line starts with teacher of those including gods. Here the word for teacher that has been used is a specific word that usually refers to Buddha Shakyamuni, but here it's being used in relation to our teacher as being the primary teacher of the path to enlightenment for all types of beings. So the text specifically says gods, but we can take this to mean gods, humans, and so forth. So here, in the first part of the first line, our teacher is being recognized as a teacher for humans and gods and other beings, teaching them the complete, the unmistaken path that leads to enlightenment. The second half of the first line, in actuality, you are all the Buddhas. So this then means that you, in nature, you are, your qualities are identical to that of all the Buddhas. There is no differentiation between the qualities of our Lama and the qualities of the Buddhas. They are identical. So the first line again, teacher of those including gods, in actuality, you are all the Buddhas. To re-express the first line in a very clear and direct way, you are of identical nature to Buddha Shakyamuni, who is the teacher and guide of all humans and gods.
Lamano
Because this particular word that we have translated here as teacher, it's when you see in a text the word teacher with an uppercase T, refers to Buddha Shakyamuni. Hence, this play between our Lama and Buddha Shakyamuni. So, here in this first line, the qualities of our Lama are being recognized, and recognize that he is the teacher of the complete and unmistaken path to enlightenment, and that there is no difference in terms of qualities between our Lama and Buddha Shakyamuni, and in fact, all the Buddhas. This follows then into the second line, the source from which 84,000 pure dharmas arise. Here then this is similar to the first line, teacher of those including gods, in that it is from our Lama that our Lama teaches the complete and unmistaken path to enlightenment. And here, and that this is the meaning that our Lama is the source from which the 84,000 pure dharmas arise. So the source at the beginning and arise at the end makes reference that he teaches the complete and unmistaken path to enlightenment. And the meaning behind mentioning the 84,000 pure dharmas, or dharma, pure teachings, is that our Lama teaches beings precisely in accordance with their own unique karmic backgrounds and spiritual inclinations. He doesn't just teach a complete and unmistaken path to enlightenment, but it's tailored to the individual needs of individual students.
Mangbu shuchor wa the pabe kansa, and the younger than papa pabe kansa, coron to get lam yamlin chinem, and chicken susan, romalia, che, dea, duce pando, jachimutugorwa, tisan pabe sope, mangueva, din, dinane, da, gungi, pabe so gungi, una, hangawa, digilia, hangawa, said the bets all mass on a bechig, lamachonare, esachi.
Then the third line. You are vividly resplendent amidst an entire assembly of Aryas. And so Aryas refers to very advanced practitioners. So if you imagine an entire assembly of advanced practitioners, our Lama is vividly resplendent amidst all of them. Stands out, I think the translation is that you have is something towers above them. So it's resplendent, is radiant amongst other
advanced practitioners. Chisan 남가 야 까미 소디 열어봐다 까미 소 왜 열어대 매와 말해대 열어대 이내 님이 왜디 왜 지지 차단을 쳐야지 차단 지기 있는지 님이 걸 야 까미 왜디 통통고 말아 가서 님이 왜디 곧 지지 차단하지 디나시 지금 최대한 파벌소 뭐 유비나네 달라마 결혼 남아상이 결혼 디 디나시 상해와디 차단하는 물도 된대야 돼 달라마 결혼하리 사실 두 손으로 상해와서야 돼
Store the third line. You are perfectly resplendent amidst an entire assembly of Aryas. The term then, vividly resplendent, we can understand if we take a couple of analogies. Say, on a clear night sky, when we look up, the heavens are filled with stars, and they're bright and they're beautiful. But when we have a full moon, that full moon here is likened to our Lama, in that amongst all these beautiful stars at night, it's the full moon that is radiant beyond compare. So too, in the daytime, on a beautiful clear day, when the sky is free of clouds, despite the heavens still being filled with stars, the brightness of the sunlight overwhelms any starlight, and all we can see is the radiance of the sun. And this then, in the day, would be likened to our Lama. The fourth line, I prostrate to you, kind lamas. So just to first say as an aside, in Tibetan the use of plural is, the plural is seldom used, and when it is used it doesn't have any explicit meaning. But in this particular line the plural is used, perhaps for the first time. In English we use it very intentionally, but it's not so in Tibetan. Anyway, in the fourth line here, it is explicitly used. I prostrate to you, kind lamas. So that here, when we see a plural being used, we remind ourselves that whilst we are visualizing our teacher in the aspect of Lama Tsongkhapa, if we have many teachers, whilst we may only be visualizing Lama Tsongkhapa, we know in essence they are identical. So even if one visualizes one, we know they are all identical in nature. So therefore, one encompasses all. Here we're prostrating to our Lama, having recognized his incomparable kindness. And what is the particular kindness of our spiritual teacher? And that is that he teaches us the complete and perfect path precisely in accordance with our own unique individual personalities and karmic backgrounds, and he does so motivated by love, compassion, and wisdom. And this way, we have a perfect as well as indispensable guide to attain enlightenment. Recognizing this, we recognize the incomparable kindness of our Lama. The further way one can understand the use of the plural here, lamas, is that if you think of the entire visualization, light rays coming from the heart of Lama Tsongkhapa, then on those light rays are further lotuses, sun and moon disks, and behind him are the
the practice lineage of lamas, and on either side the vast and profound lineage of lamas. So all of these would also be our lineage lamas, our indirect lamas. So to all of them we offer prostration, because it's independent on all their kindness that we will spiritually develop. Here, throughout these verses, we're recalling the various qualities of our lamas, as well as the lineage lamas, their qualities of body, speech, and mind, their tremendous kindness and benefit that they bring into our lives. And with this arising within us, we readily place our head at their feet, prostrating towards them, with opening our heart to them, with a determination to train perfectly in accordance with their teachings, and thereby, with confidence we know, we'll develop the self-same qualities that they have developed in themselves. A lot of what's being done here is to open ourselves up, so be aware of any narrow minds that may be coming, thinking like, these lamas before me, visualized before me, it's them and them alone that I will pay homage to or prostrate to. That would be too narrow approach. Certainly, there will be other great beings who will bring great benefit to us and others that are worthy of our prostration. With this in mind, we come to the 26th verse, referring to those both visualized and not visualized. To gurus dwelling in the three times and ten directions, the three precious and supreme jewels and all worthy of homage, with faith, conviction, and ocean of lyric praise, I prostrate, manifesting as many bodies as atoms of the world. The first line, to gurus dwelling in the three times and ten directions. Here, keeping our mind broad and expansive, we offering prostration to all lamas, not just those visualized before us, which would be the lamas of this lifetime, but also to lamas of past lifetimes that perhaps we haven't made contact with in this life, as well as the lamas in future lifetimes that we also haven't made contact yet with in this life. So to all of them, of the three times, and in all directions, all around us, above and below, we offer prostration.
Calling to mind the lamas that we have both in this life, those from our past lives, those that we are still to encounter later in this life or future lives, all of these, in dependence on whom we have attained such great benefit and developed such great amounts of virtue, those that we are receiving, attaining benefit from and accumulating virtue and dependence on, and those in the future whom we will attain benefit from and accumulate virtue and dependence on, calling them all to mind and recognizing that in terms of their nature, there is no difference. There's no difference in quality, in their qualities, or in terms of attainments between them. We call them all to mind.
Rinjin chosum tsededa, Rimbochidan Devigi, Jemio Gonjosum Sora, Sanje Goncho, Chogoncho, Kitun Goncho, or said, Jesanje Gonjosum La Chate is. They added the Dusum Yukonjosum Chagua, did me Jawang Amada, Dadawata, Mahombada, the Niki Yungro, the Niza, Rinjin Chosum Tsedda Sanje Goncho, Chogoncho, Kitun Goncho, and the Sulia Chate in Sura.
To Guru's dwelling in the three times and ten directions, the three precious and supreme jewels and all worthy of homage. So here we, in addition to calling to mind our lamas, we call to mind the three jewels also of the three times. Looking further at the second line, the three precious and supreme jewels and all worthy of homage. The purpose then for having the all worthy of homage is to ensure, again, we keep our mind broad and expansive and we don't become narrow and confine our outlook. Because certainly what we want to guard ourselves against is when we are generating faith in our Lama, that we exclude others, in particular those who are also worthy of homage. In other words, other lamas that we may not have any connection with right now or have come to recognize their qualities, but they are Arya beings that do have great qualities and they certainly are suitable for leading beings. So the term we have translated as worthy can also be translated as appropriate or suitable. So here we are recognizing those Arya beings, those lamas, who we may not have connection with right now, but we're not pushing them away and saying, you are lower, you are not worthy, but rather recognizing that they do have great qualities and are suitable
to offer prostration to.
Before I come together in this commentary, just to say, so I mentioned the word worthy can also be expressed as appropriate or suitable, and the term we have translated as homage is also the word for prostration. So the word prostration, homage, salutation, it's all the same word. So now then, coming together in this commentary, the third and fourth line present how one offers homage or offers prostration. So reading the third line first. With faith, conviction, and an ocean of lyric praise. The first two terms then, faith and conviction, these refers to the offering of mental prostration, where with heartfelt trust or the word for faith is often better translated as trust or conviction. So with heartfelt trust in one's Lama, in particular, in his good qualities, the qualities of his body, speech, and mind, and his incredible kindness and benefit that he brings into our life, we offer mental prostration in this way through faith and conviction in his qualities and in his kindness. The second way one offers homage or prostration is verbally, and that's expressed in the second half of the line, and an ocean of lyric praise. So this, in particular in the context of the Lama Chöpa that one is performing, one will be reciting in a beautiful and melodious way. And in this way, one is offering a lyrical praise to one's Lama. So this third line shows how we offer prostration or homage to our Lama through mentally as well as verbally. Prostration or homage is offered in three ways, body, speech, and mind. So first, the text presents that of mental, so faith and conviction. So faith is often better translated as conviction or trust. And the term we have for conviction also can be aspirations, more commonly expressed as aspiration. So one has conviction or trust in all the Lama's qualities of body, speech, and mind, as well as his kindness.
And then the second term, aspiration, to develop those through applying his teachings in one's life. So that is how one mentally offers prostration. And then verbally is through melodiously reciting verses of praise such as these.
That is the chat is over. That is the chat.
With the third line referring to offering of mental and verbal prostration, the fourth line then presents physical prostration. I prostrate, manifesting as many bodies as atoms of the world. So whilst we, of course, we can't emanate or manifest other bodies, one certainly does so on the level of imagination here, where one imagines many bodies in one's own form prostrating to our Lama, with many heads and many mouths singing praise to our Lama. So in this way, we can manifest as many bodies as our imagination allows us, offering homage to our Lama. And so as many as our imagination allows us, and the text says specifically, as many bodies as atoms of the world, and all of them with mouths singing praise to our Lama. And that's the reference in the previous line to an ocean of lyric praise, in that through vast numbers of emanated bodies, equal in number to as many atoms of the world, one can imagine the amount of praise that would come from so many bodies can be likened here poetically to an ocean. This brings us to the conclusion of the limb of prostration in these five verses, presented here in five verses. So what we've done as we've progressed through the verses is we've been reminding ourselves as we've recited these words of the incomparable qualities of our Lama's body, speech and mind, as well as his incomparable kindness and benefits that he brings into our life. And we are doing this so as to generate an ever stronger conviction in his qualities and trust in his guidance, so as to open our minds, open our hearts to his teachings, to his inspiration. So yeah, the text usually use the word blessing, and the meaning would be to request through prostration inspiration, so as to train in accordance with his teachings and thereby achieve the self-same qualities as he has achieved in his own continuum.
Regularly throughout these verses, you've heard me emphasizing the need to generate faith or trust in the qualities of our Lama, as well as to secondly recall his tremendous kindness and benefit he brings to our life. So it's important that one understands clearly why one needs to do so, and that one doesn't just hear this, oh, it's something that should be done, but understand why it is indispensable. So the Buddha Dharma often works in the same way in accordance with how we go about our everyday life, in that if there's something that perhaps we see advertised on television and we think, I really want that, and it dominates our mind and we put together all the causes required to make sure we get it, the reason that we want it and the reason that we strive so to get it and it dominates our mind is because we see the benefit of having it. So something's advertised, you think how useful that would be in my life, the happiness and joy it would bring into my life, and then it dominates our mind and we strive to make sure we get it. So similarly, by reflecting on the good qualities of our Lama, generating faith or trust in those good qualities, we will want to develop those same qualities within ourselves, and this will dominate our mind. The determination to develop, for example, qualities such as love or wisdom within ourselves will grow as we recognize them within our teacher, and we will want to receive his guidance on how to develop them. In other words, hear his teachings and apply them through meditation. So this determination, this aspiration to transform our way of thinking comes about in dependence on faith in the qualities of our Lama. Because recognizing that he has developed them, we will see him as a valid guide
someone we can rely on to develop those same good qualities within ourselves. So this is the reason why it's so important to have faith in the qualities of our Lama. And then secondly, that of kindness. So here, if we recognize the tremendous kindness or benefit that our Lama brings into our lives, this serves to counteract our competitiveness or our feeling of pride. And this serves then to open our heart, open our mind to his advice, to his guidance. And then those same words, if we are open to him, those same words will have a profound impact on us. Whereas if our mind is closed, those words would almost just bounce off us. We've recognized the kindness of our teacher. Every time we call him to mind, we will want to live in accordance with his teachings because we will want to develop those same good qualities that we had recognized previously. We will not turn away from his guidance, turn away from his teachings. We won't just be a fair weather student, but someone who wants to develop those same qualities within ourselves. We will apply ourselves with vigor to transform long-held unhelpful habits and to also strengthen our growing good qualities. So this comes about in dependence on recognizing the great qualities of within our teacher, as well as the kindness and benefits that he brings into our life. And it's this appreciation of his qualities and kindness that leads us to strive ever more to transform our way of thinking, to develop spiritually. We've concluded then the first of the seven limbs that are prostrations, and next week we'll come to the second, that of offerings. But just in conclusion to say that we've looked here at a fundamental part of this entire practice. So this practice is called Lama Chöpo, Guru Puja. So Lama, we understand, is referring here to our spiritual teacher, and the second word Chöpo, this is offering reverence or honoring, so honoring the Lama revering our Lama. So this practice is, in English we could say, honoring the Lama or revering the Lama. And you can see then when you understand the title of this practice, how important this section that we've just looked at, that we need to generate this within our mind, not just here, but have it right at the outset and throughout our whole practice. So we'll conclude here, and we'll start with the 23rd verse and the section on offerings next week. So thank you very much.